A magician creates various things, such as horses, elephants, and so forth. His creations do not actually exist. We should know all phenomena, all things, in the same way. So, this teaching alone has the power to liberate all living beings permanently from suffering. And it's Buddha's teaching on the true nature of things, ultimate truth, his teachings on selflessness. What does this verse mean? It means the things we normally see do not exist. The things we normally see do not exist. This teaching alone has the power to liberate all living beings permanently from suffering. The things we normally see do not exist. So this is the most important meaningful object, emptiness. It is like a wish-fulfilling jewel, this knowledge, this profound knowledge, correct view of emptiness. It is priceless. It will bring such great meaning in our life the more we think about this meaningful object, emptiness. The things we normally see do not exist. And it will help all living beings throughout the world, because this teaching has such power, liberating power, liberating power. So we can think a little bit more about this teaching. Buddha often taught by means of analogy. Think carefully about these analogies, because when we hear the teaching, the things we normally see do not exist, especially if we're hearing this teaching for the first time, we're like, what? The things I normally see don't exist. But I can see them. I can touch them. I can use them. How can they not exist? And it sounds initially like such a crazy idea. And yet, this is Buddha's inconceivable kindness, teaching us and every living being that the things we normally see do not exist. So we can see things mistakenly. We can touch things mistakenly. We can use things mistakenly. So Buddha's going to explain this through analogy. It really helps us. So I'd like to encourage you, think about these analogies from Buddha's quotes, Buddha's speech. We think about them all the time. Buddha said, as we've learned in the King of Concentration Sutra about the magician, Buddha said, all phenomena are like illusions. Like illusions. What is the real meaning of this? Buddha said, all phenomena are like illusions. What does this really mean? You think. It means all the phenomena we normally see or perceive do not exist, like illusions. We can see them, but there's nothing there. Buddha also said, think, all phenomena are like dreams. What does this really mean? What's the real meaning? All phenomena are like dreams. This means that all the phenomena we normally see or perceive do not exist, like dream things. So helpful. Buddha also said, all phenomena are like a mirage. What does this really mean? What is the real meaning? Buddha said, all phenomena are like a mirage. This means all the phenomena we normally see or perceive do not exist, like a mirage. If we think about these analogies, we enjoy thinking about them, and we ask for Buddha's blessings, we will get such teachings from contemplating Buddha's holy speech. So we see things, the things we normally see, but they are like illusions, like dream things, like a mirage, like reflections. When we check with wisdom, there are no things there.